Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our coming day's study, we were starting to look at the coalition of the kings of the East. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Last time we were looking at Americas. We told you that there are only possibilities, but Scripture really is not clear on America in the tribulation or further on in the prophecy. And of course, if, as we said last week, just like this passage in Revelation chapter 16, if you'd like to get more detail with it, we have it on our website. And we have these little blue cards, these invitation to listen cards, and it has a sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist. And go on there, click on to Sermons by Bible, you can get to Revelation, and you can listen to every sermon that we've done, over 350 sermons on the book of Revelation on that one website. So let me encourage you to go there if you want to learn more on that. So that's the way we looked last week. Now we want to look at China. And the Bible speaks more clearly of the involvement, I say China, but really it's a coalition, as we read here, of the kings of the East. Now, by way of review, let me say this. The next thing to happen on God's calendar is the rapture. That's when every saved person is caught up to be with the Lord. That are the saved that are in the grave. The Bible says, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, understand, that's not the second coming, because Christ does not touch earth at that time. So we don't call that the second coming. It is the rapture. That's when we meet Christ in the clouds, but he's not going to touch earth at that time. Following the rapture, there's going to be a period of 7 years called the tribulation. The tribulation does not start automatically with the rapture. It'll be after the rapture. When? We're not sure, but we do know that it starts when a world leader confirms a covenant with Israel. That covenant for 7 years. Now, that could be the day of the rapture. It could be several years after the rapture. But whenever that happens, that begins the 7-year tribulation. The tribulation is divided into two parts, 3.5 years of tribulation, then 3.5 years of great tribulation. This tribulation ends while there's a battle going on among the armies of the earth. That battle campaign is called Armageddon. Christ comes back, and that is the second coming that ends all of that. Blood will flow to the horse's bridle, we're told. And then he'll set up a kingdom for 1,000 years that we call the millennium, or the millennial reign of Christ. One more uprising at the end of that period, and that's put down, and then the eternal reign of Christ sets in. So that's just a general, very general overview. Now today we look at China and Armageddon. Armageddon is not a battle for a day. Armageddon describes the place where this battle is taking place in Israel. You'll notice in chapter 9 and verse 15 of our text, it said that they were prepared for an hour, a day, a month, and a year to slay the third part of the men. And so actually this campaign of Armageddon is at least a year and a month ahead of when they actually get to Israel and they're fighting in this battle. Again, the battle ends by the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, why would this coalition of the kings of the East want to come to that area of the Middle East? Well, in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period, there have been plagues on the earth. Revelation chapter 8, verse 7 states it this way. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of the trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. One third of fruit-bearing trees and green grass speaks of food from the agricultural kingdom. All of that is destroyed, at least to one third of the world's food. I have an article here from Erut Shiva, which is Israel International News, from February the 4th of 2011. During the current disorders in the Middle East, the emphasis has been on political repression, corruption, and a desire for freedom. However, escalating food prices have been a contributing factor to the disturbances that have fueled popular discontent. Now food price levels threaten to exceed the record 2007-2008 levels that also triggered violence and demonstrations. It's not, for an example, in Egypt that they were upset with Mubarak as a leader. It comes down to food on my plate and food in my belly and money to live. As food represents three-quarters of the family budget for the poor, a sharp increase is immediately felt. The Food and Agricultural Organization, FAO, employs a basket that tracks the wholesale cost of 55 commodities, including grains, vegetables, dairy, and meats. This basket rose by 3.4% in January as compared to December. Food prices have been driven up by unfavorable weather conditions in food-producing areas, ranging from Russia to Australia, the ice storm that hit the Midwestern United States with damage to winter grains will only compound the damage. According to the Food and Agriculture Organization, the high prices are going to be with us for months to come. Another serious disruption in the weather and crops could trigger even higher prices. The fear of rising prices can set off a vicious circle as both countries and corporations hoard commodities, thus further depressing the supply and triggering further increases in prices of food. The only consolation is the price of rice has remained relatively stable and is therefore about half the catastrophic level of 2008. While the poor countries are the major sufferers, the increase in food prices complicates matters for advanced economies as well. In the United States and in the United Kingdom, the central banks have deliberately kept interest rates low in hope of stimulating business. If inflation rears its head, the usual economic antidote has been to raise interest prices. Therefore, a spike in wheat or soybean prices can eventually create an adverse condition on, example, automobile sales. And so that's how it affects us. And I'm saying that even now you're beginning to see the foods worldwide affecting our nations. Now, we don't see it as much in our country, but it affects many nations around the world. And this is not the tribulation period. We're not in it. In the last 3.5 years of the tribulation, it will expand. In Revelation 16, verses 4-6, and the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and the fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast, and shalt be, because thou hast judged us. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. Now, not only is this destroying your plant life and fruit-bearing trees, now you're destroying all the seafood. And so it just continues to get worse. And this heat will not be global warming. It'll be the result of God's judgment that comes upon them. People are starving. It has a worldwide effect. And remember, during the 7-year tribulation period, over half of the world's population, well over half the world's population dies. Up to 3 billion people in 7 years die in this tribulation. They die in very violent ways. Pestilence, hunger, war, wild animals, national disaster. Revelation chapter 16, verse 8 states it this way, "And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and the power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues. And they repented not to give him glory." The drying up of the Euphrates in our text also affects the food chain. Now get the setting. The rapture has taken place. And then sometime after the rapture, a man the Bible refers to as the beast, a world leader in the European sector under the old Roman Empire. Now there are 27 nations in that sector today. We call it the European Common Market. 10 out of those 27 nations are going to form an alliance that will gain power during this period. Now, which 10 nations are they? We don't know. But we do know this, that there's going to be a leader that rises up. I believe that this leader will be a Jewish man in a European nation. And it will be someone that will cause the Jews to be able to trust him. This leader will make a covenant with Israel. That covenant is for 7 years. A temple is built, and regular worship on the Temple Mount is practiced without any fear. There's not even a temple there now, but that is going to come. How long of a time is there between this covenant after the rapture? I don't know. The Bible is not specific. All we know is that by the word of God, the rapture is before the tribulation. We do know that. But it doesn't necessarily start the tribulation. Now, here's a possibility. Now, let me say this at the outset. This is a possibility. I'm not saying this is set in stone, solid doctrine, but this is a possibility built on the word of God. So listen up. You remember the story of Pharaoh and his dream. Only Joseph could interpret that dream. Joseph was a child of Israel. He was a Jew, as we call him a Jew in our way of thinking. Israel is brought into Egypt during that 7 years, because the dream says there's going to be 7 good years and 7 bad years of famine, pestilence. Boy, it'll be bad. So Joseph says, "Lest during the 7 good years, let's keep back about 20% of all crops. Let's build it up. Let's tax the people 20%, and we'll build up and make barns and all kind of things to take us through the 7 bad years." He does that. The 7 bad years come, and sure enough, people are coming in from other countries because of the worldwide famine.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, "May the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today."
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, "May God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus."
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.